Let me share with you this incredible story that someone sent me in Yiddish, and he asked me to translate it and share it. This story was told by Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Buchsbaum, whom I had the privilege to meet last year at Kairav Tuni. This story took place just this past Rosh Hashanah, Tavshin Pei Vav, just a few weeks ago. He heard the story from one of his listeners who heard it firsthand from the sister of the Baal HaMasa. In truth, this story sounds almost too good to be true, but he confirmed it, so here it goes. Somewhere in a remote, isolated part of New York State, a woman sat alone on Rosh Hashanah afternoon, and she had not yet heard the shofar. Not because she forgot, not because she was prevented by circumstances, but simply because she chose not to go to shul. As the afternoon wore on, she suddenly realized, this is the first Rosh Hashanah in my life that I haven't heard the shofar. And she was completely shaken. She then turned to Hashem, and she said, Rabbani Shalom, there were years in my life when I sat in shul the entire Rosh Hashanah, the entire Yom Kippur, davening all day, but I didn't feel anything. Even during Tekiyah Shofar, I didn't feel close to you. I didn't feel your presence. Now I'm sitting here alone, and I haven't heard the shofar, and I'm shattered. My heart is broken. Hashem, through the sound of the shofar, I want to feel you. Please, give me a sign that you hear me. Not a few minutes passed, and there was a knock on her door. She opens up the door, and there stood an older man, a Chabad Shliach, holding a shofar. Did you hear shofar today? He asked her. She said no. Can I blow for you? Sure, she said. He began to blow. And as soon as he started, he saw something unusual. The woman became extremely emotional. She suddenly burst into tears, sobbing uncontrollably. It wasn't just emotion. It was something spiritual. Something profound unfolding right before his eyes. When he finished blowing the shofar, he asked her, what just happened? And she said, I just spoke to Hashem. I told him I hadn't heard the shofar today. And then you knocked on my door. The man was speechless. Then he said, let me tell you what led me here today. You see this young boy with me? He's autistic. He doesn't speak. We communicate through a special tablet that helps him express himself. This afternoon, I noticed he was unusually restless. He was pacing. He was agitated. On Yontav, we can't use the tablet. So I opened up a siddur and he pointed to the letters spelling shlichus. I'm a Chabad shlich. And Rosh Hashanah, my shlichus is to blow the shofar. So I took my shofar and he began to walk. I followed him. We walked for about 15 minutes until we reached your house. And here he stepped. What a story. Autistic children have elevated the shamas. Their souls can perceive what most of us cannot see. He was sent by Hashem to guide the shlich, to bring the sound of the shofar to this Jewish woman who had just cried out from the depths of her heart. In Tavshin Pei Vav, in the depths of Galus, with all the nisyonos, with all the hardships we face, Hashem still sends us reminders that He's still with us. He hasn't forgotten us. Karev Hashem l'chol karev. Hashem is close to anyone who calls out to Him. But the Pasuk adds one crucial stipulation. We must call out to Him be'emes. We have to do it sincerely. We have to call out to Him in truth. We have to mean it from the depths of our heart. Whenever we turn to Him, not just on Rosh Hashanah, not just on Yom Kippur, but anytime, day or night, Hashem is always listening. It doesn't matter where we are, in a crowded shul, or in an empty apartment, surrounded by people, or sitting alone. The moment a Jew opens up their heart and calls out be'emes, calls out sincerely, Hashem listens, and He responds. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.